Rating Policies, the Left and the Right. To quantify the differences between the liberals and the conservatives, we've created a rating system. For each policy alternative we put forward, we explain which side is likely to favor or disfavor the policy and why, and then we rate their position. The more stars the policy receives, up to 5, the more strongly that alternative is favored by that ideological camp. 5 stars, ideal policy. 4 stars, highly favorable. 3 stars, it's acceptable. 2 stars, dislike it. 1 star, no. In general, left-wing environmental policies favor strict government regulation of business. This preference is based on the assumption that businesses are only motivated by short-term profits and will always seek to get out of their civic responsibility to keep the environment clean and its inhabitants, including us, safe if it costs them more money. Businesses cannot be trusted to act responsibly, so government must tell them what to do and how to do it, and must monitor them closely to make sure they comply. Left-wingers are more likely to adhere to the precautionary principle, which states that we should err on the side of protecting the environment, even when incontrovertible cause and effect evidence that something damages the environment doesn't exist. They are also more willing to take economically costly actions to restrict potentially harmful practices, even if it hasn't been proven that these practices cause detriment, and despite the economic effects that restricting these practices will have on our American businesses. They tend to favor regulation by the federal government based on the belief that state and local governments don't have the power or the backbone to take on their own major employers, but they'll make an exception when state regulations are tougher than federal regulations. While left-wingers favor active government intervention in the economy, they generally believe government should butt out of decisions regarding personal freedoms that don't affect one's neighbors. They tend to be more tolerant than right-wingers of marijuana use, for example, and less tolerant of homeowners' associations whose rules promote conformity and property values more than public health and safety. Right-wing environmental policies tend to favor inaction, especially when it is unclear whether a